Governor Rick Snyder says there are positive developments in the city of Detroit, but he says that city government there has been an obstacle holding back greater growth. Snyder was interviewed today by WMUK, MLive Kalamazoo, and the Battle Creek Inquirer. Snyder says the Detroit bankruptcy was decades in the making.
The reason I go back 60 years is the high point in population was really about 1950. It was 1.85 million people, almost 2 million people in the city of Detroit, and it had declined decade after decade. So this is something that I think this problem could have been resolved in any one of those decades in terms of making some tough decisions to restructure how the city operates, to really get focused in on services to citizens, and to better manage the financial condition of the city. So there wouldn't be one date that you can say, you know, it was too late. This has been going on for decades. The part I'm proud to say of is we're not letting that continue. It's time to say enough is enough. Let's get a fresh start for Detroit and let's grow the city.
Other cities have gone through bankruptcy. Detroit is the largest in the United States to ever go through bankruptcy. But have you taken a look at some other cities and recognizing that Detroit's going to be a special case, is there a good model out there for how to do this right?
Detroit most likely will be that model. And again, you hope you never get to that circumstance because it is a last resort to go into bankruptcy. But Detroit should be that model. And that's what we've been working on and trying to work on that path. Because most of the other jurisdictions that went through this process, I would describe them more as free fall kind of situations where they ignored the crisis up into the very last minute and they sort of threw up their hands saying they had no clue what to do. Sort of, here's the keys to the city. Good luck. Leaving it to the bankruptcy judge to sort of sort through that. That's not what municipal bankruptcy is intended to do. And so if you look at it, this has been approached in a very thoughtful, deliberate fashion, again, trying to avoid bankruptcy, but also providing the foundation to do it in a smarter way. So one of the things is we have the best professionals in the country representing the city. Kevin Orr has the experience base to do it right. A lot of the work that was done with creditors already is relevant to continuing that discussion through the bankruptcy process. The third thing is that's important for, I think, a lot of citizens to realize, because this is a new phenomenon in terms of municipal bankruptcy, is the city gets to present its plan, not the creditors. In private bankruptcies, creditors present plans of how it should be reorganized. In this case, they don't have that ability. It's the city presenting a plan. And one of the priorities in municipal bankruptcy is the provision of services. That's a higher priority or as high a priority as repaying the debt. So here's an opportunity to say this isn't just about solving the debt question, but actually stabilizing and improving services in the city that the judge has to approve. So if you think about it, this is an opportunity to do it in a smarter, better fashion than having hundreds of creditors, you know, trying to do many different things.
The car companies, of course, went through bankruptcy in 2009, and now most people acknowledge they are doing quite well. Are there lessons to be learned from that, or is a municipal bankruptcy quite different from a private business going through bankruptcy?
Well, a couple things. One is the lessons to be learned is, one, doing it in an efficient, structured fashion is a big plus in terms of having good professionals on top of it, and the auto companies had that opportunity. The second one is to realize that once you go through this process, you can be successful. It doesn't mean life is over. It just simply means it was really a terrible event, a tragic event, how you ended up there to begin with. But now that's behind you, you can have an opportunity to be strong, flourish, and grow and do well. And that's the intention here with Detroit is let's get on the path to being a great city again.
Detroit filing for bankruptcy is obviously a huge step. Like we said, largest municipal bankruptcy ever. Does taking that step make it any more likely that that would be considered for, say, Benton Harbor or some of the smaller cities in the state which are also in financial distress under an emergency financial manager?
Yeah, again, bankruptcy is a last resort. So it shouldn't be viewed as there's a new model to do municipal finance in. It's really this is everything else has been tried. It doesn't work. But there is a tool reserve there. And again, each situation is unique. I mean, Detroit having $18 billion in liabilities is a terrible situation. And then if you go to the provision of services, again, the lack of services, 58-minute response times, 40% of the streetlights being out, EMS only having a third of their units available to make calls. Those are unacceptable things that just need to be resolved. And the people of Detroit, the citizens there deserve better services because they're struggling.
Governor Rick Snyder speaking today at WMUK. He was also interviewed by Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman and Alex Mitchell of MLive Kalamazoo. The full interview will be heard next Wednesday morning on WMUK's West Southwest. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.